Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Chagiga has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Dovi Merenstein as a zchus for their children.
We are now Be'ezes Hashem up to Daf Chav Zayin. The Gemara on the top of Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph is really a continuation of the previous Gemara on Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, which is discussing that we learnt in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, that we say, he's haru sheitigo b'shulchan, be careful not to touch the shulchan. Which from there we see that the shulchan can be mekabel tumah. On that, the Gemara asks, how can the shulchan possibly be mekabel tumah? V'teipek lei dekrieta asi onachesu, v'chol kriyeta asi onaches lei metame. There is a halacha that in order for kriyeta to be mekabel tumah, the only time kriyeta mekabel tumah is only if they are not made to be stationary. If they are made to be stationary, then creates are not mekabel tumah. And therefore the Gemara asks, that how can a shulchan be mekabel tumah? A shulchan is a creator asi l'naches. Now to explain what is included in creator asi l'naches, we find a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Mehilchos Kelim Halacha Aleph says the following halacha, ko creator asi l'naches. Any keli that is made to be stationary, afilu einay mekabel ela davar muat, even if it only holds a small amount, einay mekabel tuma loy midevei teira v'loy midevei seifrim. The Rambam is being mechadish the following chiddush, that even though in the Mishnah in Kelim Perek Tesvav Mishnah Aleph we learnt that a create that is machzik memsa, a create that holds memsa, are tahirim, based on that, that they are not metaltel mole verikim, they cannot be carried. If they're full, they can only be carried if they're empty. And therefore, as our Gemara says, they are not doime l'sak, because in order for kriyeit to be mekabel tumah, kriyeit is only mekabel tumah if it is similar to a sak, which is metaltel mole verikim. The Rambam tells us that this halacha is not only by a keli that is machzik memsa, that cannot be carried mole, but even if one has a keli that could be carried mole, as long as he is not planning on carrying the keli when it is mole, as long as he is planning on keeping the keli in one place, it is considered a keli ha'asi l'naches, and such a keli is not doime l'sak, which is made to be carried mole v'reikam. That the Mishnah in Kelim says, that a keli that is machzik memsa is not mekabel tumah, even though according to the Rambam, even a keli which is not machzik memsa is also not mekabel tumah, is because the Mishnah is coming to tell us that a keli that is machzik memsa, one can assume that such a keli is asi l'naches. On the other hand, a keli which is not machzik memsa, only if one has specific intent to keep the keli in one place, do we say that the keli is considered a keli ha'asi l'naches, which is not mekabel tumah? That is a sheet of the Rambam. The Ravid in Hasagas, on the other hand, argues on the Rambam. And the Ravid says that only a keli which is machzik memsa is not mekabel tumah. Any other keli which is not machzik memsa is mekabel tumah, even if the keli was asi l'naches. The Ravid goes on to say that even though one sees in our Gemara that a shulchan should not have been mekabel tumah, based on that the shulchan is asi l'naches, even though a shulchan is not machzik memsa, the Ravid explains that is only because there is an iser to carry the shulchan. There is an iser to metaltel the shulchan, based on that by shulchan it says tamid. And based on that there is an iser to metaltel the shulchan, for that reason our Gemara asks, how can the shulchan possibly be mekabel tumah? The shulchan is a keli ha'asi l'naches. But if not for the iser, just because one is planning on keeping the keli stationary, that is not enough of a reason to consider the keli a keli ha'asi l'naches for us to say that the keli should not be mekabel tumah. The Ravid goes on to say that if one has a keli which is machzik memsa, even if sometimes he carries that keli mole, it is still not mekabel tumah. Only a keli that is darkei bekach, only if one would have a keli that is machzik memsa, that it is the derech to carry the keli even when the keli is mole, only then would we say that a keli that is machzik memsa is mekabel tuma. The obvious kasha on the Ravid is, as we find in our Gemara, that even though our Gemara says that a shulchan should be considered a keli ha'asi l'naches, still, based on the fact that they are magbiyin as a shulchan and they show the shulchan l'oirei regolim, based on that, the Gemara says that a shulchan is not considered a keli ha'asi l'naches. The shulchan is considered as if the shulchan is a keli that is asi to be moved, even though that they move the shulchan is only upon him. Only during the regolim do they move the shulchan. And still one sees in our Gemara that that itself is enough to say that the shulchan is not considered a keli ha'asi l'naches. Before we answer the kash on the Ravid, I would like to go to Tesvis. Tesvis brings down the following kasha b'shem harav Rabbi Chonan. Tesvis asks, how can the Gemara say that the shulchan should be considered a keli ha'asi l'naches? All the years that Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar, they carried the Shulchan. So obviously the Shulchan is not a keli ha'asi l'naches. Rabbi Chanan answers the kasha as follows: V'tiret the way itzrich kra rak l'noi v'givain v'shilei u'beisulamim shoy hoisa mitoltales. That we need a pasuk to tell us that a Shulchan can be mekabel tuma is referring to the times of Noi v'givain v'shilei u'beisulamim, and during those times the Shulchan was no longer mitzaltel. That is where we need a pasuk to tell us that still a Shulchan can be mekabel tuma based on the fact that they are magbiyin as a shulchan umarin as a shulchan u'oilei regolim. Tesis, on the other hand, argues on the teret of Harav Rabbi Chanan. Tesis says no. Since during the time of the Midbar the shulchan was metaltel, even if the shulchan is no longer metaltel, still the shulchan should be mekabel tuma. Like Tesis says, Voinira, kiven shahoysa metoteles kvar, since it was once metoteles at the time of the Midbar, and it still should not be considered a keli ha'asi l'naches. Now, to explain the machlokes between a Rav, Rabbi Chanan, and the Baal HaTesvos, if one has a keli that was originally not asi l'naches, that became a keli ha'asi l'naches, if the keli is mekabel tuma now or not, we have to be marked in with the following shaila that we find in the Achrenim. For example, in the Sefer Pesach Oil Kval Dalet, in the Sefer Beis Yisrael, Daf Nun Dalet, and in the Sefer Chidushei HaGrim, on Masechta Kelim, Chelek Beis, Ois, Reish, Tzadites. The Achronim say that one can understand that we learned that a keli ha'asi l'naches is not mekabel tuma in one of two ways. Do we say that a keli ha'asi l'naches is not mekabel tuma is based on the fact that a keli ha'asi l'naches is not considered a keli? Only a keli which is made to be metaltel moe v'reikam is considered a keli. A keli which is not asi metaltel moe v'reikam is not considered a keli, but rather it is considered an oil, it is considered a building, and only a keli can be mekabel tuma. Is that the pshat in that we learned that a keli asi l'naches is not mekabel tuma? Or do we say no, that even if one has a keli ha'asi l'naches, a keli ha'asi l'naches is still considered a keli, and one does not need that the keli should be metalto moe v'reikam in order to consider it a keli, but rather that we say that a keli ha'asi l'naches is not mekabel tuma is based on the fact that even though it is considered a keli, still, the Torah says that in order for a keli to be mekabel tuma, the keli has to be dumya de sak. The keli has to be similar to a sak. And just like a sak is metalto moe v'reikam, so too any kliyot, in order for the kliyot to be mekabel tuma, the kliyot has to have that condition that it is metalto moe v'reikam. But it does not mean to say that if the kliyot is asi l'naches, it is not considered a keli. No matter what, the kliyot is considered a kli. Just it is missing in the condition of metalto moe v'reikam, which a kliyot needs in order to be mekabel tuma. The Achrenim bring the following raya. The Gemara in Shabbos, Taf Amud Hei, Amud Aleph, says, that a keli that is machzik memsah cannot be carried on Shabbos, based on that we find that a keli that is machzik memsah is not mekabel tumah. From that the Gemara proves, from tumah to Shabbos, that one cannot be metaltal such a keli in Shabbos. Just like such a keli is not mekabel tumah, one sees that the Gemara understands that a keli that is machzik memsah is not mekabel tumah, is based on the fact that a keli that is machzik memsah is not considered a keli. And therefore the Gemara says, if it is not considered a keli as far as tumah is concerned, so too it is not considered a keli as far as Shabbos, and therefore one is not allowed to be metalto a keli which is machzik memsah. So from the Gemara one clearly sees that a keli that is machzik memsah is tar, based on the fact that a keli that is machzik memsah is not considered a keli. On the other hand, the Beis Yisrael goes on to say that we find in Tosfos and Shabbos, that Tosfos says that leis holcha sahachi, that is not the halacha. One is allowed to metalto a keli which is machzik memsah. As Tosfos goes on to explain, leis holcha sahachi shispatzo mimenu teras keli mishum kavdai. Just because something is heavy, that is not a reason that it should not be considered a keli. It is still considered a keli, even though it is heavy. And therefore, Tosfos says that one is allowed to carry a keli, which is machzik memsah on Shabbos. The Beis Yisrael understands Tosfos, that Tosfos says leis holcha sahachi, and one is allowed to carry a keli, which is machzik memsah, is based on that la'alacha we say that a keli that is machzik memsah is tor, is not because a keli that is machzik memsah is not considered a keli, but rather a keli that is machzik memsah is still considered a keli. That a keli that is machzik memsah is not mekabel tumah is because it is missing the condition of dumya desak which a kliyot needs in order for a kliyot to be mekabel tumah. So therefore the Beis Yisrael goes on to say that it seems to be a machlokes hasugyas in how to understand that a keli that is machzik memsah is not mekabel tumah. L'chayra one can explain Tosfos differently than the Beis Yisrael. One can explain Tosfos as follows, that even though as far as tumah is concerned, that a keli that is machzik memsah is not mekabel tumah is based on the fact that a keli that is machzik memsah is not considered a keli, still, Tosfos says that leis holchas hachi d'alacha is not like our Gemara, that one is not allowed to carry on Shabbos a keli which is machzik memsah. One is allowed to carry on Shabbos a keli which is machzik memsah, because even though a keli which is machzik memsah is not considered a keli as far as tumah is concerned, but that is only as far as tumah is concerned. As far as Shabbos, one does not need the same teras keli that one needs for tumah. Which is really a machlokes harishenim that we find later on in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel and Aleph between Tosfos, Rashi, and the Ran. According to this pshat in Tosfos, it comes out that everyone agrees that a keli ha'asi l'naches is not mekabel tumah is based on the fact that a keli ha'asi l'naches is not considered a keli. L'chayra the shayla is the basis of the machlokes harishenim that we find as far as tumas medrash is concerned. If let's say one has a keli that is machzik memsah, and the keli is asi yeshiva, the keli is made to be sat on, is such a keli mekabel tumas medrash or not? We find a tremendous machlokes harishenim. Rashi and Tosfos and Shabbos Daf Pei Daled Amud Aleph, and so too the Rashi and Kelim Perek of Daled Mishnah Daled, hold that even if one has a keli that holds memsah, still it can become tameh b'tumas medrash. And even though a keli that holds memsah is not mekabel other tumas, but still it can become tameh b'tumas medrash. The Rambam, as the Mishnah Achrona in Perek Chof Dalet, Mishnah Dalet is medayik, and so too we find in the Ran in Shabbos Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis, argue and understand that just like we say that a kliyot that holds memsah is not mekabel other tumas, so too a kliyot that holds memsah cannot become tamei b'tumas medrash. That is the sheets of the Rambam and the Ran. L'chayr the machlokes is based on the previous shayla. Do we say that a kliyot that holds memsah is not considered a keli, Or do we say that even though the Kuyates holds them, so it still is considered a Keli? The Rambam and the Ran understands that a Kuyates that holds Memsah is not considered a Keli. And since it is not considered a Keli, a Kuyates that holds Memsah does not even become Tamei B'Tumas Medrash. Because even as far as Medrash is concerned, one needs that it should be considered a Keli. Like we find in the Stipar and Taras from Vav and in the Sefer Yimin HaMelech Chochaskel and Perach of Zayin Alocha Aleph. On the other end, Rashi, Tesis, and the Rash that argue on the Rambam on the Ran and understand that a creates that holds Memsah could become Tamei B'Tumas Medrash is based on that they understand that even a creates that holds Memsah is still considered a Keli. Just it is missing the condition that a creates needs in order to Mekabal Tumah. But that is only as far as other Tumas are concerned. As far as Tumas Medrash, even though it holds Memsah, and even though it is not similar to a sack, it can still become Tomei B'Tumas Medrash. That is a Chira, the basis of the Machlekes HaRishenim. Now before we go on to explain the Machlekes between Rav, Rabbi Chanan, and the Balei HaTesis and the Artesis, if a Keli that originally was not Asi L'Naches, that became Asi L'Naches, if the Keli is Mekabel Tumah or not, I would like to go back to the Ravid. Again, the Ravid says the following Chiddush, that if one has a Keli which is Machzik Memsah, the only way such a Keli can be Mekabel Tumah is only if it is Asui to be moved. If it is only moved sometimes, that is not enough of a reason that a Keli that holds Memsah should be Mekabel Tumah. As we asked before, Chayyav from our Gemara one sees that even if one has a Keli Asui Anaches, the fact that the Keli is Asi to be metaltal upon him is itself enough for the Keli to be Mekabal Tumah. To answer the Kasha from our Gemara on the Ravid, we find the following Yesod in the Sefer Pesach Heo Kwal Dalad, and in the Sefer Chidushe HaGrim on Kelim Cheok Beis Ois Reish Sadites. They explain the Ravid as follows, that the Ravid understands that there are two separate halachas. There is a halacha that a Keli that holds Memsah is not Mekabal Tumah, based on the fact that a Keli that holds Memsah is not considered a Keli, but rather it is considered an oil, it is considered like any other building. That is one halacha. And then there is a second halacha called Keli Ha'asi L'Naches, a Keli which is meant to be stationary, which according to the Ravid is only if there is an Isser Tiltal, if there is an Isser to carry the Keli, then such a Keli is not Mekabel Tumah, but not because such a Keli is not considered a Keli. Such a Keli, even though it is Asi L'Naches, it is still considered a Keli. That a Keli Asi L'Naches is not Mekabel Tumah is only because there is a special condition that in order for a Keli to be Mekabel Tumah, it has to be Metalta Moe Verekam, similar to a sack. Therefore, one can answer the Ravid as follows. That the Ravid says, that if one has a Keli that is Machzik Memsah, it does not help that sometimes they carry the Keli, just to say that the Keli should be Mekabel Tumah. Based on that in order for us to consider a Keli that is Machzik Memsah a Keli and not an oil, one needs that the Keli that is Machzik Memsah should be Asi L'Taltal, should be constantly carried. That is the only way to make a Keli that is Machzik Memsah into a Keli. On the other hand, as far as the halacha of our Gemara is concerned, that one has a Shulchan that is Asi L'Naches, that is made to be stationary, which again is considered a keli, for such a keli to Mekabel Tumah, even if it is only metaltal upon him, even if it is only carried sometimes, that itself is enough to be considered dumya de sak, based on the fact that sometimes it is metaltal moe verekam, and therefore it fulfills the conditions of dumya de sak. One does not need that it should be metaltal constantly, because even without the total constantly, it is considered a keli. That is how one can answer the shita of the Ravid. Now getting back to the machlekes between Rav, Rabbi Chanan, and the Balei HaTesis, one can explain the machlekes as follows. The machlekes again is based on the previous shaila, in how to understand keli ha'asi l'naches. Do we say that a keli ha'asi l'naches is not considered a keli, or do we say that a Keli Asi L'Naches is considered a Keli, just it is missing in the condition of Dumya de Sak, which a creates needs in order for a creates to be Mekabel Tumah? Rabbi Chanan understands that a kliyei ta'asi l'naches is still considered a keli, just it is missing the condition that it needs in order to makabel tuma. And therefore, even though originally the shulchan was asi l'taltal, in the midbar the shulchan was asi l'taltal, if now the shulchan is asi l'naches, it is missing the condition that a kliyei needs in order for a kliyei to be makabel tuma. On the other hand, the Baal Tosis, who argue on Anu B'chanan, understands that a kliyei ta'asi l'naches is not considered a keli. And therefore, the Baal Tosis say that since originally it was considered a keli, once something is considered a keli, it remains a keli forever. And therefore, even though now it is asi l'naches, since originally it was considered a keli, because originally it was not asi l'naches, it is still considered a keli, even though now it is asi l'naches. That is l'chira, the basis of machlokes between Rabbi Chanan and the Baal HaTosfos. Now, based on Tosfos l'chira, one can go back and answer the Ravid in a different way. One can explain the Ravid as follows. The Ravid understands that every keli ha'asi l'naches really has two problems. It has a problem, first of all, that a keli ha'asi l'naches is not considered a keli, but it also has a second problem as well, that a keli ha'asi l'naches is not doime to a sack. And in order for a keli to mekabel tuma, it has to have the condition of being doime to a sack. That we find in our Gemara, that even though one has a keli ha'asi l'naches, the fact that sometimes the keli is metaltal is enough for a keli to mekabel tuma, is based on the fact that this shulchan, even though it is asi l'naches, is still considered a keli because originally it was a keli. And since in the midbar was not asi l'naches, it remains a keli even though now it is asi l'naches. Just now the problem is, now that it is asi l'naches, it is missing the condition that one needs in order for a keli to mekabel tuma. As far as that, we say that l'pa'amim is enough. The fact that it is metaltal sometimes is enough that it should be considered as if it has the condition of dumya to asak. On the other hand, if someone has something that is not considered a keli at all, the fact that it is metaltal upon him will not help, and it will still be tar. That is another way with which one can answer the Ravid. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara goes on to ask another kasha. The Gemara asks, V'teipa kulei mishum tzipoi. Now to explain the Gemara's kasha, we find a tremendous machlokes harishonim. Rashi explains the Gemara's kasha as follows. The Gemara is asking, on that we said, that the reason why the Shulchan is mekabel tuma, even though the Shulchan is a kliyei ta'asi l'naches, is based on that the Shulchan is not asi l'naches. As the Gemara says, magbien oisayum marin bay la'ilei regolim. They used to pick up the Shulchan and show the Shulchan to the ilei regolim. And therefore the Shulchan is not asi l'naches. On that, the Gemara asks that even if the Shulchan would be asi l'naches, still the Shulchan should be mekabel tuma based on that the covering of the Shulchan is zahav. And since the covering of the Shulchan is zahav, we should go after the covering. And we should consider the keli as if the keli is a kli zahav, as if the Shulchan is a Shulchan shel zahav. And therefore, even if the Shulchan is asi l'naches, it will still be mekabel tuma, because only by kliyeitz was it said the halacha that a kliyeitz ha'asi l'naches is not mekabel tuma. As far as all other kelim are concerned, even if it is asi l'naches, it can still be mekabel tuma. That is how Rashi explains the Gemara's kasha. The Rambam in Perek Daled Mihilchos Kelim Hilcha Daled argues in Rashi. The Rambam says the following halacha, that let's say one has a kli'eitz, a etzem that have a base kibbol, that he was metzape, the base kibbol with mateches, the kli'eitz or etzem are tahirim, the einon mekablen tuma me'achar shetzipon botlon. Since he was metzape, the kli'eitz or etzem, they are no longer mekabel tuma as kli'eitz or etzem. The Rambam goes on to say that they are not mekabel tuma based on the tzipoy of mateches. As the Rambam says, Vatzipoy atzmai tahar k'moyshe b'yarnu. The tzipoy itself is tahar, and therefore there is no way for this keli to mekabel tuma. As far as kliyeitzer etzem are concerned, the kliyeitzer etzem are betelin. And as far as the covering is concerned, the covering itself is tahar. The Kesef Mishnah explains that the Rambam understands our Gemara differently than Rashi. The Rambam understands that our Gemara asks, v'tepekwe mishum tzipoy, is a similar kasha to the kasha that the Gemara asked before. Before the Gemara asked the kasha, how can our Mishnah say that a shulchan is makabal tumma, v'chayah a shulchan is a kli'eta asila naches? The Gemara now is asking that for another reason, the shulchan should not be makabal tumma, based on the fact that the shulchan is mitzupa with zav. And since the shulchan is mitzupa with zav, the kli'eta of the shulchan cannot be makabal tumma. And the covering of Zav also cannot be Mekabal Tumma, based on that the Rambam says that a tzipoy, a covering, is not Mekabal Tumma. That is how the Kesef Mishnah explains our Gemara according to the Rambam. Now, let's go on to the next Gemara. The Gemara refers back to that we learned in our Mishnah Machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachomim. Rabbi Eliezer says, Kol kelim shehayu b'mikdash tu'unin tefila chutz m'mizbeach hazav u'mizbeach hanechoshes mipnei shehein kekarka. Chachamim say, mipnei shehein mitzupin. The Gemara understands that Chachamim are giving another reason for that the mizbeach hazav u'mizbeach hanechoshes are tahirim. Not because mipnei shehein kekarka, which is how Rabbi Eliezer explains that the mizbeach hazav u'mizbeach hanechoshes are tahirim, but rather, Chachamim say the reason why Mizbeach Hazav and Mizbeach Hanechoshes are Tzayim is based on that they are Mitzupin. On that, the Gemara asks, Adirabah, Kivon de Mitzupin Ninu Metamu. The first Teretz, the Gemara says, is Ema the Chachamim Metamin. Chachamim argue and Chachamim say no. Mizbeach Hazav and Mizbeach Hanechoshes are Mekabal Tuma, based on the fact that they are Mitzupin with Zahav. The Gemara's second teretz says, "V'boyseimar Rabbanan u'Rabbi Eliezer Kamri, my daitoch mishum the mitzupin." You understand, Rabbi Eliezer, that really mizbeach hazav and mizbeach nechoshes should have been mekabel tuma, based on the fact that they are mitzupin zav, and the only reason why they are not mekabel tuma is only because the Torah calls the mizbeach adama. That is not true. The tzipoy is not a reason for kabbalas hatuma. Mivtol batol tzipuyan gabayu. The tzipoy is batol to the kli. And therefore the tzipoy is not a reason that the mizbeach hazav and mizbeach hanechoshes should be mekabal tuma. The Gaon in Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeya Siman Kuf Chafs of Katan Tezayin. And so too we find in the Gra in Ohi Rabba in Kelim Perakid Aleph Mishnah Dalet, the Goyen says that according to the Gemara's second Teretz, the Rabbanon understand that the Tzipoy is batal to the Kli. The Gemara no longer has the previous Kasha that our Gemara asks, V'tepo kuei mishum Tzipoy, which as Rashi explains means to say that the Shulchan, even if the Kli is Osiyo Naches, should still be Mekabal Tuma based on the fact that the Kli is Metzupa with Zav. According to the Gemara's second Teretz, Rabbanon understands that the tzipoy is bottled to the kli. We do not say the kli is mekabal tuma agav tzipoy, but rather we say the opposite, that the tzipoy is bottled to the kli. Now, one has to understand our Gemara according to the Rambam. Again, the Rambam shita is that if one has a kli'eitz or etzem that are covered with mataches, then the kli'eitz and etzem are not mekabal tuma, because we say that the tzipoy was mevatel the kli'eitz or etzem. Well, here in our Gemara once, he's not like the Rambam. According to the first lashon of the Gemara, the tzipoy itself is a reason to be mekabel tuma. And according to the second lashon of the Gemara, the tzipoy is batal to the kli. This is the kasha that the Gaon asks on the Rambam. Well, here to answer the Rambam, one has to say, as we find by Rabbi Yisrael Zalman in Eben Ha'azal, Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Ches. Rabbi Zalman explains the Rambam as follows. That the Rambam says that the keli is batzel to the tzipoy does not mean to say that we consider the tzipoy as the ikar akli, and the rest of the keli is batzel etzel atzipoy. But rather the Rambam means to say as follows, that the reason why the kli etzer etzem that a mechupa with mataches and not mekabal tuma is because there is no actual melacha being done in the kli'eitz or etzem, since the kli'eitz or etzem are covered with mataches. And that is what the Rambam means to say by bitlon. Not because the tzipoy is the ikra kli, But rather, the Rambam means to say that since there is no malacha being done in the actual Kli'etzer Etzem, therefore we say that the Kli'etzer Etzem are betalin and are no longer considered a Kli, because no malacha is being done in the actual Eitzer Etzem. But as far as what the Iker Kli is, the Iker Kli is the Eitzer Etzem. And therefore we say that the Tzipui is batel to the Kli'etzer Etzem. That the Kli'etzer and Etzem are not mekabel tuma is only because there is no melacha being done in the actual Eitzer Etzem for us to consider the Kli'etzer and Etzem as a Kli. And therefore the Rambam explains our Gemara's kasha of a teipo kulei mishum tzipoi, that since no melacha is being done with the actual Shulchan Shel Eitz, for that reason the Shulchan Shel Eitz should become tar. And as far as the tzipoi is concerned, the tzipoi shel zav is batel to the Eitz, which itself is not considered a kli. That is how Rabbi Zalman explains the Rambam. The only kasha is as we find the Rabbi Zalman asks, is that if so, if the Rambam understands that the reason why a keli that is mitzupe is not mekabel tuma is based on the fact that he is not using the actual kli, one has to understand, if so, what was the Gemara's teretz? Our shiny shulchan rachmana kari eitz. Shulchan is different because the Torah called the shulchan eitz. As Rashi explains, that even though the shulchan is mitzupe, the Torah still considers the shulchan as eitz. According to the Rambam, l'chaya will not help the fact that the shulchan is considered eitz. Even if the shulchan is considered eitz, even if the tzipoy is batel, eitz ha-shulchan, still, one is not using the shulchan shel eitz. And for that reason, the shulchan shel eitz should be tahar. That is the kasha that Rabbi Zalman asks on his pshat, and he leaves the kasha b'tzarech iyun. And so too, one can ask on the previous gemara as well. The gemara has a tzad to say that the shulchan shel eitz hametzupe zahav should still be mekabel tuma is based on that the shulchan is made out of atzei shitim dechashivi v'loi batzui. Chaya, if that the shulchan shel eitz is not mekabel tuma is based on the fact that one is not using the actual material of eitz, chaya, the fact that the shulchan is made out of atzei shitim dechashivi v'loi batzui should not make any nafkamina whatsoever. Still, one is not using the material of eitz that the shulchan is made out of. So, Achiraf Margamoro, one sees that even according to the Rambam, one has to learn that our Gemara's kasha was that the Atzei Shitim should be batel Eitz al Hatzipoy, and the entire Shulchan should be considered a Shulchan Shalzav. Just like Rashi learns the Gemara. That the Rambam says that a Kli'etz or Etzem that are covered with Mateches, the Kli'etz and Etzem are Tahirim, our Gemara understands that is only as far as other types of mateches are concerned. As far as Zav itself, since Zav is Halchashev, we will consider as if the Keli itself is Batel Eitzel Atzipoy, and the Keli itself is considered as if it is made out of the same material as the Tzipoy. And therefore our Gemara asks that the Shulchan Shel Eitz should be Mekabel Tuma, based on that we see the Shulchan Shel Eitz as if the Shulchan Shel Eitz is a Shulchan Shel Zav. In our Gemara second lashon, the way our Gemara explains Rabbanon, it comes out that our Gemara understands that even Zav is Batel Eitzel HaKli. And we do not say that the Keli is Batel Eitzel HaZav. And therefore, in Maskonas HaGemara, the Rambam's halacha is not only by other types of mateches. The Rambam's halacha applies to Zav as well. Just our Gemara's Havamina, the Gemara's Kash of a Tepek Mishum Zav, is based on that our Gemara understands that Zav is different than other types of Mateches. That is a Chaya, how one can learn the Gemara according to the Rambam. It comes out according to this Pshat that the Rambam and Rashi both agree that the Gemara's Kash of a Tepek Mishum Zav, the Gemara means to ask that even if the Kli'etz is Osi Lanaches, based on that the tzipoy is a tzipoy shalzav, the shulchan should still be mekabel tuma. On that, the Gemara answers that since the Torah was kariyei eitz, For that reason, we do not consider the Shulchan as a Shulchan Shalzav. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara says, Pasach b'mizbeach v'siyim b'shulchan. The Pasach starts off with Mizbeach and ends off with a Shulchan. Rabbi Yechanan v'yishokesh d'ami tarvayu b'zman shebeis ha-mikdash kayim Mizbeach mechaper al Adam. As long as Beis HaMikdash was kayim, the Mizbeach was mechaper on a person. Achshav shulchanei shal Adam mechaper olav. Now, a person's shulchan is mechaper on him. Now, to understand how shulchanei shal Adam is mechaper olav, find a few different mehalchim in the Mefarshim. Rashi and Tesis both explain that shulchanei shal Adam is mechaper olav is through the achnasas orchim that someone does with his shulchan. And the achnasas orchim that someone does with his shulchan, that is the reason why shulchanei shal Adam is considered like a mizbeach. That is how Rashi and Tesis explain our Gemara. In the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, the Gemara seems to explain that we say shulchanei shal Adam mechaper olav is based on that he shares his seuda with an oni. And that is why shulchanei shal Adam mechaper olav. Not because of the mitzvah of achnasas orchim that one does with his shulchan. The Maharsha in Bava Basra in the end of Cheskas Habatim explains a new pshat in our Gemara. The Maharsha explains that our Gemara says b'zman she'em beis hamikdash kayim shulchanei shal Adam mechaper olav means to say that by that he is mema'et besudase mishum zeicha v'churban, the fact that he is memayit besudasai because he is remembering the Churban, that itself is mechaper olav, just like the Mizbeach was mechaper on him bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim. Because through that he is remembering the Churban, that itself is a reason that he should have the kapara that he had bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim through the Mizbeach. In the Beis Yosef in Arachayim, Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, which is brought down in the Ramah in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin Sefei, L'chaya, one sees that the Beis Yosef understands our Gemara differently. The Beis Yosef brings down the following chiddush b'shem the Shebayli Haleket, that there is a mitzvah lahavi al kol shulchan melach before one is beitzea, based on that a shulchan is doimel mizbeach v'hachila havei k'korban, that the eating that one does on his shulchan is as if he is bringing a korban. From the Beis Yosef, b'shem the Shebayli Haleket, l'chaya one sees that every achila is considered like a korban. L'chaya, the pshat in the Beis Yosef is based on that we find in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Siman Reish Haman Aleph, that the Mechaber says that kol ma'asecha yiyu l'shem shamayim, sha'afiu dvorim shorishos kigayin achila v'ashtia v'alicha v'yeshiva, whatever someone does should be done l'shem shamayim in order to help one serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Mechaber goes on to say, Al yiskavin sheyoichal v'yishta, person shav kavana, that his eating and drinking should be la'avodas b'yirei, to help him serve his b'yirei. And as the Mechaber ends off, u'mi shenoye kein, anyone that acts like this, that whatever he does b'kavana v'shem shamayim, oyved es b'yirei tamid, he is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly. Based on this, L'chaya, the Beis Yosef, b'shem the Shebayli Haleket, understands that anyone that eats b'kavono Hashem Shamayim, his achila itself is considered like achilas karbonis. And for that reason, one shulchan is considered like a mizbeach. That is L'chaya, how the Beis Yosef, b'shem the Shebayli Haleket, understands our Gemara. In the Sefer Gvuras Yitzchak, we find the following kash on our Gemara. Again, our Gemara says, "Bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim is beach mechaper al Adam, achshav shulchanei shal Adam mechaper olav." Rabbi Yitzchak Siratzkin asks, "We find in the Gemara in Tainis Tavchav Zayin on a base." The Gemara says, "Amar Avram." Avram said, "Ribeinu shalaylam shema Yisrael chaitim b'fanecha ata isa lehem kedar mabul kedar afloga. Maybe Klal Yisrael will do averus, and you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will punish them just like the Dara Mabul Kadara Afloga." Omer Leh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, "Kheili Egla Meshulashes Ve'ez Meshulashes," which means to say that Klal Yisrael will be able to bring Karbonis and have Kaporas Avinis. Omer Lefonav, Avram Avinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Ribeinu Shel Olam, Tenach Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim," That is good. Bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim, bizman shem beis hamikdash kayim mata hey aleim. What will become of Klal Yisrael when they no longer have the kapar that they had bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim? Omer le Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu kvar tikanti lem seder karbonis. I was masakin for them seder karbonis bizman shekirim ben lefanai. Anyone that learns the Seder Karbonis is as if he brought a carbon, and therefore he'll have kaparas avinais, just like he had bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim. According to our Gemara, what was Avraham Avinu's kasha? Even bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim, one can still have kaparas avinais. Based on that our Gemara says, Shulchanei shal Adam mechaper olav. Rabbi Yitzchak answers as follows. That our Gemara says, a Shulchan shal Adam is similar to a Mizbeach, is compared to a Mizbeach, is referring to the Mizbeach Hazav, like we find in Tesis before, on Dav Chavav and Mabeis, Dira Maschor Shaini, and so too we find in the Targum Yonasan, that explains, the Mizbeach of Ne'ashem is referring to the Mizbeach Hazav. And therefore, that our Gemara says, a Shulchan Shel Adam is like a Mizbeach, is not referring to the Mizbeach HaChitzin, but rather it is referring to the Mizbeach Hazav on which it is brought the Keteres. And the Gemara is not referring to the actual Kapara that one gets with the Karbonis that he brings on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, but rather the Gemara is referring to the special Ritzui that one receives by bringing the Keteres. That is what the Gemara means to say, that Shulchanei Shal Adam Mechaper Olav. The Shulchan Shal Adam is Miratza on a person just like the Keteres that is brought on the Mizbeach Apnimi. As we find in Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva Shari Aleph Oismen Beis, the Rabbeinu Yonah says that there are two parts to every Kapara Savinais. There is the actual Kapara, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mechaper on him, and now he will no longer have to suffer Yisurim. But that does not mean that he's back to the same level that he was before he did the Avera. As the Bein Yoina says, V'adayin ein l'Hashem chifetz boi, u'mincha l'yirotza miyadai. And that is the kapara that our Gemara is referring to. Now let's go on to the next Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rebavo, Amar Rebalazar, tamidei chachamim ein or shal gehenim sheletes bahem. Atamachacham, the or of gehenim, is not shilet in a Talmud Chacham. Reish Lakish goes on to say, Amar Reish Lakish ein ar shel gehenim shiletes bepoishe Yisrael. The obvious kasha is that from the memra of Rav Avoh Amar Rav Elazar, one sees that we say ein ar shel gehenim shiletes bahem is only referring to Talmidei Chachamim. On the other hand, Reish Lakish seems to say that this halacha ve'inar shal gehenim sheletes is not only referring to a Talmud Chacham, but rather it is referring to Poshei Yisrael. L'chir, it seems that there is machlokes between Rabbi Avoh Amar Rabbi Elazar and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Avoh Amar Rabbi Elazar understands that we say einar shal gehenim sheletes is only by a Talmud Chacham. On the other hand, Reish Lakish understands that einar shal gehenim sheletes even b'poishe Yisrael. Tesis and Erevin, Dafi Tesman Alf, on the other hand, explains that there is no machlekes between Rabbi Avoh Amar Rabbi Elazar and Reish Lakish, and there is a difference between a Talmud Chacham and one who is a b'poishe Yisrael. As far as a Talmud Chacham is concerned, nothing happens to the Talmud Chacham at all. On the other hand, as far as Poshe Yisrael, even though we say that Ein Ar Shoganim Sheletes Pahem, but still, Pneyem Mashchirim Begehenim, the faces of those that are Poshe Yisrael are Mashchirim Begehenim, are becoming black in Gehenim. And even though we say that Ein Ar Shoganim Sheletes Poshe Yisrael, but still, Pnei HaMashchirin. That is how Tosfos in the Erevin explains our Gemara. In the Sefer Asara Ma'amores, we find that the Rambam Pano explains our Gemara as follows. The Rambam Pano explains that we learned in our Gemara, that Ein Ar Shal Gehenim Sheletes BePoishe Yisrael means to say that Einar Shoganim Shilates Bepoyshe Yisrael Chaloisam, that the Poyshe Yisrael should be completely destroyed. Only as far as the destruction of Poyshe Yisrael do we say that Einar Shoganim Shilates Bepoyshe Yisrael. But even though Einar Shoganim Shilates Bepoyshe Yisrael Chaloisam, still Yardim with Yisusa Ba'oma. They are Yardim with Gehenim, either to be scared from Gehenim, or to actually be nichve from Gehenim, to actually be burnt from the Or of Gehenim, depending on what type of Averis the Poshe Yisrael did. But still we say that Einar Shoganim Shilates the Poshe Yisrael Chaloisam, as the Mami Pano explains that Hodar Noches Avraham, to take out even those that are Poshe Yisrael from Gehenim, and therefore they are not destroyed from the Or of Gehenim. According to the Mami Pano, all Poshe Yisrael are included in that we learned in our Gemara, that Einar Shal Gehenim Shoylet BePoshe Yisrael. Tesis, on the other hand, who understands that Einar Shal Gehenim Shoylet BePoshe Yisrael means that Poshe Yisrael were not burnt from the Or of Gehenim, Tesis explains that we learned Einar Shoganim Shelat Poshe Yisrael is not referring to all types of Poshe Yisrael. It is only referring to those that were not Poshe Yisrael Begufan. Those that were Poshe Yisrael Begufan are not included in that Rish Lakish said that Einar Shoganim Shelates Poshe Yisrael. The Gemara goes on to say that Rish Lakish said Einar Shoganim Shelates Poshe Yisrael is based on a kavachomer from the Mizbeach Hazav. Ma Mizbeach Hazav, she'eino of elok oivei dinar zav, kamashonim einar shalat espai. If we see by the Mizbeach Hazav that even though it only has a small amount of zav, still ein ha'ar shalat espai. So kavachomer l'pei she'yisrael shemaleyim mitzvahs karimain, that for sure the ar of Gehenim should not be shalat espahen. L'chira one has to understand, why didn't Rish Lakish bring a raya from the Mizbeach HaChitzin? Why was Rish Lakish's raya only from the Mizbeach HaZav? From here, the Rav Yah in our Masechta Simen Tav Tav Ches proves that the Mizbeach HaNechishas did not have a roof. The Mizbeach HaNechishas was filled up with Adama, and they burnt the korbanos al gabei ha'adama she'al ha'mizbeach. And for that reason, Rish Lakish could not bring a raya from the Mizbeach HaNechishas, because again, the Mizbeach HaNechishas did not have a gag out of zahav. Its gag was adama. And for that reason, Rish Lakish's raya was only from the Mizbeach HaZav. And so too we find in the Tshuvas Maramin's Simen Pei Zayin. But as the Rav Yah says, we find in the Medrash Tanchuma Seif Pashas Truma that the Medrash Tanchuma argues on our Gemara, and the Medrash Tanchuma understands that the Mizbeach HaNechishas had a roof. The Plesi, in Yerdeya Simen Mem Gimos of Katan Hay, on the other hand, explains our Gemara that even if our Gemara agrees to that we find in the Medrash Tanchuma, that the Mizbeach HaNechishas had a roof, still Rish Lakish could only bring a raya from the Mizbeach HaZav and not from the Mizbeach HaNechishas. As the place he explains based on Tesfis, Tesfis brings down the Medrash as follows, that Moshe Rabbeinu was wondering, D'yefshur sholei yisarif ha'et, how is it possible that the Eish does not burn the Eit? V'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, kach Darki be'eish shomayla eish oicha eish ve'enei mechala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, that is my derech be'eish shomayla. Eish shomayla is different than a regular eish. Eish shomayla is enei mechala, just like you find by the snare, that has snare einenu ukal. The place he goes on to say that based on the Medrash, for that reason Rish Lakish knapping a raya from the Mizbeach HaNechishas, because since the Eish that was on the Mizbeach HaNechishas was an Eish HaMaila, Eish HaMaila is not Mechala. and therefore you cannot bring a raya from the Eishol Maila to the Eishol Gehenim. On the other hand, Mizbeach Hazav, the Eish that was on the Mizbeach Hazav, was not an Eishol Maila, but rather the Kohen put on the Mizbeach Hazav Eish Momata. And therefore, Rish Lakish brings a raya from the Eish Shalamata, which was on the Mizbeach Hazav, that if the Eish Shalamata, which was on the Mizbeach Hazav, did not burn the Zav, Kal v'chomer, as far as Eish HaGehenim, that the Eish HaGehenim will not be Shelet b'Poshei Yisrael. That is how the place he explains our Gemara, that our Gemara can also agree to that that we find in the Medrash Tanchuma, that the Mizbeach HaNechoshes also had a Gag. So again, according to the Raviyah and the Maramins, we find the Machloikes between our Gemara and the Medrash Tanchuma, if the Mizbeach HaNechoshes had a Gag or not. Our Gemara understands that the Mizbeach HaNechoshes did not have a Gag. On the other hand, the Medrash Tanchuma understands that the Mizbeach HaNechoshes had a Gag. The place he understands that both our Gemara and the Medrash Tanchuma agree that the Mizbeach HaNechoshes had a Gag. The Chizkuni in Parshas Koyach explains that originally the Mizbeach HaNechoshes did not have a Gag. After the Maisa of Koyach v'Hadasai, they took the Machtos of Koyach v'Hadasai and made the Mizbeach a Gag. And with those Machtos, they made a Gag for the Mizbeach. That is a shita of the Chizkuni.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.